Yo, what's good? Check it out. This your boy Elder Sensei, one half of the legendary Artifacts. You are right now in tune to my man Tim Einenkel at the library on rapstation.com. Let's get it popping, y'all. Artifacts. Peace, Elder Sensei. I'm out.
Let's go. Slight glimpse of the
apocalypse to focus on sound. Brick City veteran and Ill Adrenaline Records co-founder Beneficence has just dropped his sixth solo LP, Basement Chemistry, which features artists such as Inspector Deck, Master Ace, MC8, Elder Sensei, AEG, Drez of Black Sheep, The Legion, Chub Rock, Minds One, and Estee Neck. It's 19 tracks of pure dopeness. Beneficence, welcome to the library with Tim Einenkel on rapstation.com.
Peace. What's going on? It's Beneficence.
Cool, man. Thank you so much for joining again. You know, of course, while researching our interview, I had the toughest time, you know, finding any published interviews with you. And I think I even read a review about the Basement Chemistry that kind of mentions how hard it is to find interviews online. You're obviously not new. Yeah. You're not new to the game. This is your sixth solo album. This is your sixth album. Why is it so tough to find any published interviews?
I really don't know. It's, you know, I do a lot of radio interviews, and sometimes it's a little difficult to, you know, get the word out of, you know, when you're a true school artist. You know, I don't have a machine behind me. You know, it's my own label, but, you know, still it's a two-man show, you know, between me and my manager.
No, it's cool. It's like it keeps you, it keeps like the mystery, but also like, you know, the appreciation of the artist. So it's definitely cool. I mean, it's definitely interesting that it was hard to find you, but at the same time, you're obviously doing great work, so it's kind of great to, you know, have that. I guess it's a good problem to have, I imagine.
Yeah, it keeps the mystique in, so I like that. I like that part of it, so it has a lot of mystique in it.
One thing I like about Basement Chemistry, it's a return to 90s hip-hop. What kind of draws you to the era of hip-hop, and why did you feel the need to return to the 90s era now?
You know, the 90s era, that's the era that, you know, my peers are in. You know, when I first started, you know, taking everything serious, you know, it was the 90s, but my learning came from 80s hip hop. Like, you know, UTFO, Jeff Dice, Rakim, Killer Rock. You know, I grew up on the block with a lot of older dudes. And, you know, I listened to what they played. And, you know, I watched the graffiti that they did. You know, I watched them break. So when the 90s popped off, you know, I just started grasping onto the music that was done, you know, while I was in it. Mm. So it's very natural for me to do that type of music because, you know, that's the music that I'm used to. That's what sounds best to me.
So on the record, and it's kind of speaking of, which ties into, on the record, Wranglers and Aces, Asics, you spit crisp beats and science-ridden philosophical vision. That's what hip-hop is missing. Kind of going with what you grew up on and then also talking about the 90s era of hip-hop. When did you think that the hip-hop you loved, when do you think it changed? Like, was there a moment that you were like, uh-oh, something's happening here, that's not what I'm feeling?
It's just, you know, when it was corporatized, you right. know, when corporate came in, you know, a lot of people, you know, did everything for the money, you know, which was cool for a minute, you know, because everybody needs to get paid.
Right.
But, you know, the integrity left the building. You know, and then, you know, then I noticed there was a disconnect, you know, from the innovators of the culture. And, you know, you can't be effective and you're disconnected from the root of the culture. Mm. You know, you have people that, you know, they may believe that they're bigger than hip hop. You know, they don't adhere to the rules and the laws of hip hop. Like, you know, there was a saying called, you know, being down by law. Now that means absolutely nothing. So the laws are broken, and it's like, you know, it's every man for themselves. And it's like, you know, it's a generational gap, not between all, but it's too many. And, you know, and that's what time does. You know, time is not kind to past events. You know, for example, you know, Beyonce is huge right now,
right?
But so is Diana Ross. You know, so you're going to have a generation who's going to have no clue of what Beyonce sang. And it's going to be hard for us to explain how big she was because they're just not going to get it.
For them hustlers by the towers, bagging the cellophane powder. Real power's lit when they franchise legit.
Crisp beats and science written philosophical vision. It's where hip hop is missing. Confidence be digging. I slid and snatched the figures with the bare minimal. Your techno sounds pitiful. Here's graphic rap ritual. Master chemist, vintage velour.
I mean, is that why for you? I mean, you know, some of the artists on Basement Chemistry, you have like Inspector Deck, you have MCA, you have Elder Sensei, you have Drez from Black Sheep, Chubb Rock. Is that why? Is this one of the reasons why it's important for you to kind of have these type of artists on that are not new school artists? They're golden era '80s artists.
Well, you know, because we, you know, my manager and I, we run the label, Ill Adrenaline Records. So, you know, we kind of want to give shine to a lot of people that are still very, very, very dope, and you know, they don't get a lot of shine. So, you know, if I was on a major and I tried to get these guys on, you know, a lot of them wouldn't make it, not because they're not dope, but, you know, they would say, you know, how many units are they going to bring to the table? And, you know, we answer our own questions. We just put them out. So we answer to ourselves.
Besides, obviously, the question of, instead of the response of, you know, obviously how many units would an artist bring is obviously huge to the, as you mentioned, huge to the major label. But what's your argument in terms of, what each of these, for example, each of the artists on Basement Chemistry, what do they bring to the table that the newer generation just is not there? They don't bring, or they're just not there yet to bring to the table.
The artists that's on there, they're raw and uncut, and they are leaders. You know, they are. You know, they're not looking to follow a trend. You know, when I get them to be on the album, you know, I expect them to, you know, shine. And everybody who gets on the album with a guest appearance, they absolutely give me their 100%. So I'm very thankful for that.
I want to continue with some of the more of the tracks on the album. Maui Vacation off of Basement Chemistry does not have a hook at all, which I really appreciate, because it really shows your amazing ability to create a deep plot with a complex narrative. As I think I told you, a narrative that I'm still trying to figure out, which I think is one of the great things about a hip hop album is that, or a song is that if you're listening to it more than once, because you're either you're finding new things about it, or you're just trying to figure out what the MC is telling you, it's great. So for you, for this record, why no hook, and what is the narrative that you want your fans to take away from the record?
Maui Vacation it's just a one verse story. It's, you know, for entertainment purposes only. You know, I kind of wanted a 3-minute movie type of joint, and that changes locations and plots like a James Bond flick. And you know, and throughout, I wanted to challenge myself. You know, I'm a big fan of storytelling artists like, you know, the Ice Cube, Slick Rick, Raekwon, Nas, and this joint. You know, it shows how a plot going bad to end up, you know, putting you on a vacation in the process. I moved in close to the coast with Alibi. When agent steps in, play sands, a nickel weapon. Hold my breath in. Somebody headed for corrections, but it ain't me. We'll struggle, I muscle the deputy. Grab the back with the goods amongst the anarchy.
When the Sun Comes featuring Master Ace, you really highlight, you and Ace paying tribute to the powers of the sun, the light, and how that connects us all. How did this track come together with Ace, and where did you come up with an idea like this for the track?
Okay, When the Sun Comes, I came up with the track when I heard the beat. And, you know, I've always been fascinated by the power, you know, of the sun and everything that, you know, everything that needs the sun to survive. So, you know, and recently, probably for the past year, I've been studying the universe and solar systems. And, you know, when the beat was presented to me, you know, I knew I wanted to do a type of reflective song, something like, you know, P-Rock and CL Smooth's Reminisce Over You. And I worked with Master Ace in the past, and he really liked the joint, the last joint that we did, Reality vs. Fiction, but, you know, which was dope. And I wanted him to absolutely love this joint, so I knew the writing process had to be a little different. I know he likes to be serious on a lot of songs these days, and I thought, you know, I would give him something that he could just jump on and bless the track, you know. And you know, with that song, it dawned on me that, you know, this is the same sun, you know, that's been around for many years, and that sun has seen many things come and go. And it's, you know, it's also the same sun that melted the ice age. It's the same sun that, you know, the slaves had to work under in excruciating conditions. It's the same sun that can put a smile on someone's face and brighten their day. So, I said, this is one song that everybody should absolutely gravitate to.
Sitting up in VIP, trying to be like me, but I'm like none. I'll be the dawn of a new day. Illustrious, trust me, is bound to take the cake like a souffle. Competition get heated when I'm in the kitchen and go off top of the head like a toupee. In these sun rays, you can sunbathe. Brownsville streets where my mom's had a sun raise. Most Sundays.
A track like this, were you and Ace in the same room, or is it kind of, how do you, I guess, I mean, you've worked with him before.
I give him the concept. No, he recorded on his own. You know, I gave him the concept and he said, you know, let me meditate on it. You know, it was no rush. And, you know, I printed the lyrics out. You know, I emailed it to him. And I said, look, here's the concept. You know, my manager called him. He said, hey, what's going on with the track? And he said, look, the concept is dope. I want to get it right. I want to give the fans something special. And, you know, when I got it back, I said, this is exactly what I needed.
My dudes will celebrate, coming straight out the gate. We face 6 to 8 in the federal state. Hope the rays illuminate on the grave of Big L and every last fallen soldier who rep the game well. We spin on the carousel.
Are you at a point or is it more of a professional kind of courtesy? Do you ever, and you obviously don't have to name an artist, you've done this too, but do you ever get a track back from an artist that you're featuring and he or she is just not kind of getting what you want and you ask them to do it again, or... Has that ever happened?
That happened only once. Probably once in about 35 people.
Oh, wow.
You know, I won't say the artist, but it was nobody that made the cut on any of my albums.
Oh, okay.
But it was kind of a weak verse.
But you, of course, you. I mean, yeah, I'm of course not asking you to put the artist on blast. It's just a track I really like is Any Way It Goes. Featuring West Coast MC, MC8. I always like West Coast and East Coast collaborations because obviously East Coast and West Coast are two different places and obviously two different styles. When you work with someone like an MC8, do you and who has a different style than you, do you have to, or how do you change your style, flow, writing, etc., to make sure kind of the collaboration sounds like you are two from two separate places, but also it doesn't sound like quote-unquote messy or chaotic?
That collaboration was definitely a process. You know, again, once I heard the beat, you know, I kind of thought of somebody who I could, you know, who would be on the track. And, you know, I immediately thought of Ace. And, you know, I met Ace in 95. I met him in 95 at the First Source Awards. And it was an altercation going on with him and DJ Quick. You know, it was like a fight was about to start. And I was asked by someone to hold him back. And, you know, in the process, I had him in a corner and we talked. And, you know, he said, you know, do y'all have love for me out here? And I explained, look, he's a minister of society. You know, we love you. This, that. And, you know, when I contacted him, he was like, yeah, of course I remember, you know. It was a monumental day. And, you know, again, I gave him the concept. And, I gave him the lyrics. I said, look, you know, jump on it, do your thing. And I really, really, really like how it came out.
Yeah, it's pretty, it's a really dope track.
Same routine, whatever the day bring. Down for the call, so that mean one thing. Two shots in the air, so the crowd disperse. So it's good with the tails, wop in the verse. Worst case scenario, still on the bottom. Looked them up and down, said, yeah. Streets watching, but I'm no stranger with the West.
Another track I really like is Ghetto Music Rap. Okay, I like all the tracks on the album, but what is your definition of a ghetto music rap? And then in this record, Ghetto Music Rap, We're Doing It, You Spit, critics say I wouldn't last. So how have you lasted this long in the industry?
You know, ghetto music rap is the raw and uncut. You know, the straight up and down, no special effects. You know, and I think I lasted long because I try to create music that withstands the test of time. You know, I've never been in a rush to blow up and fizzle out. You know, and I really enjoy being independent. And every release I ever put out, you know, was from my own money. And, you know, it's a blessing, you know, to own your masters, to own your release date. And I think the longevity you know, comes from reinventing myself when I formed Ill Adrenaline Records in 2010. You know, it was one of the best things I could have done for my career. Panoramic, this game I overstand it since the Green Eye Bandit. Remain irrelevant since the new pop standards. Yeah. Beneficent slick talk, dude, I would reprimand. Gambit when I move on the sacrifice advance. Crowds are clap hands, certified jungle music. Critics said it wouldn't last, nowadays until I'm proven. Yeah. Seen the world, time's over. Explosive supernova, finest cuts like Cordova. Doing it cause I chose to. You a four-leaf clover, wearing them red Octobers. Come on. Seeing
Beneficent's new album is Basement Chemistry. Of course, I reached out to El DeSensei prior to this interview, who is featured on your record, Blast This Shit.
Originators, we mic slayers competing with majors. Stay colossal like the Lost City sitting on glaciers. Sounds the sight guys, so I bubble in Asia. Infrared python, but infrared in the major. Expand and evolve, and just my word and my balls. Some absurd in the pause, shank redemption at shore. With no pretension at all, I force 16 bars. With the machine gun charge, I really mean no harm.
To see if he had any questions for you. And he wrote back to me and said, this is quote, I'll go one question at a time because he asked a lot. He said I would ask him what has he learned with every release, kind of being that most of them have been released on your own. So what have you learned being an independent artist?
You know, I learned that we don't have to follow the rules of, you know, of corporate. You know, sometimes, you know, when we coming up with release dates, you know, or we're trying to list the track listing, you know, a lot of my albums have a lot of songs on them. And the reason why is because we don't have to answer to anybody. And the science behind it is it's better for the audience to hear those songs than to not hear them. So, you know, if we stop at 17 and there's 22 tracks, we put all 22 on them. And at some point, the fans start to love every song. So, you know, in the end, we're glad we put it out.
Hmm. Next question he asks is, how many of the features on Basement Chemistry would you consider your heroes?
Every last one of them. Every last one of them. You know, I grew up listening to El DeSensei. I grew up, you know, actually DJ KI of Artifacts was my first DJ before he joined Artifacts. So he did my first demo. He was doing the first shows with me. We did talent shows. And I went off to college, and he joined the Artifacts. So I was in college like, wow, this dude really went out and joined the Artifacts. So, you know, I knew when I left, I already knew he would be doing production for me. I knew I would collab with L, you know, and, you know, all of the features, I have great respect for them. You know, Master Ace, I've met almost all of the features that I've worked with at one point or another, and it's a blessing to come back and rhyme with them.
Obviously, speaking with you, you're very proud of being, you know, going this independent route. And the great thing about being independent is that you release these the way you want to release them. So Elle's question is, how do you feel that all your hard work, to see all your hard work kind of unfold the way you envisioned it?
It's kind of unbelievable at times. You know, I haven't stopped and you know, took a breath and looked back, but I just pushed forward. And it's funny that L asked the question because, you know, he's somebody who I pattern myself after, because he's one of the hardest working independent artists that I've had the pleasure to meet and chill with. So, you know, he's a huge influence on my career.
And I think lastly, and you kind of just answered that, and when he wrote this to me, I laughed because I expect this as an L question. He said, who has influenced you in terms of in New Jersey, in terms of making records?
Of course, Artifacts, Chill Rob G.
Wow.
Yeah, Lati, the whole Flavor Unit, Naughty by Nature, Lakim Shabazz. You know, almost everybody from Jersey I was a huge fan of. You know, I would rush home to check the videos out. You know, I knew the lyrics. You know, their music was in rotation for many years with me. Queen Latifah, you know, I have a homeboy who actually went to the prom with Queen Latifah. Wow. So, you know, he came back and gave us all the details and said she's a dope rapper. You know, I was a big fan of, you know, all of the groups in Jersey.
Blast this, boom, basket, mass transit. That acid, bad habits, and still a savage. Escalated events, cause for pause. Physically, y'all, we here to resolve and shit on y'all. Crush fraud, show tease, pen at the sheets, minutes to pee, turn up the maximum in the streets. Yeah, come on. Minus B's, lines meet and we march. Musically smart and usually we brutally harsh. Duty in part, be true when you're
in your track, in each one, teach one featuring, Estee Knack, you and Estee take a moment to self-reflect about, as you say on the top of the track, quote, what we need is self-mastery and inner vision. Put the brakes on your life before fatal collision. Who is this track for and why write a record like this one? And then lastly, do you think we need more of these kind of records in hip-hop music today?
Yeah, I'm a huge fan of, you know, music with a message. You know, if you look at the top MCs, like, you know, if you say, well, who's your top 10 MCs? Most of them are very extremely intelligent rappers. Right. Rakim, KRS, and Chuck D. You know, so I, you know, if I have a gimmick, my gimmick is the intelligence in my music. And, you know, and this outside of hip-hop, you know, I listen to a lot of Gil Scott Heron, Stevie Wonder, Earth, Wind & Fire. You know, those, the inspiration from those words are life-changing. And, you know, the golden era is full of music that had that message. And, you know, it wasn't based on going to a club or, you know, things like that. But we need more of those songs for sure, because hip-hop is so universal now. You know, when kid in Nigeria makes a song, he can influence someone in Japan.
Kicking and times up like Letterman. Beneficent shred a man through mental telepathy. Offense led a man to the steps of his legacy. You see the pedigree, pace is 10 steps ahead of me. Way before my time, so your brain waves to custody. Thoughts erupted me, so I fancy they envy. Fanatics in a frenzy, Portuguese to Hindi. Northeast wears windy, game copycat friendly. Complex simplicity, not a soul resists me. Possessed first off, I've been telling everyone this. First, I want to thank you for having Chubb Rock on your album.
Quantitative theory, economics 101, a distraction to bypass the summer sun. The lyric may get a hard rock to put down the burner, and maybe I'll adopt them as my Padawan learner. Either way, on the streets, something has to change. The genre is liquefied and rearranged. Don't take it from me, look at the labels falling. No more Simmons or Harrell, CEO type cats soaring. I think two or three cats are going platinum now, and maybe the legends should have really sat them down. 70% of them are addicted to the sale. 80% of them are going in and out of jail. 90% of them can't really afford.
He's delivery on Masters of the Class. It's a great reminder how good he is. He kind of, you know, he's able to tell a story without forcing his rhyme. So if he doesn't feel like a, you know, putting a rhyme, rhyming two words, so to say, he has that ability to get away without rhyming a second word. And getting his point across. I don't know if that makes any sense.
I got what you're saying. The rhyme patterns. He's very slick. He's a very slick writer.
And he kind of reminds me of when, you know, of also, on that track especially, he kind of reminds me of Scarface. And
he,
you know,
yeah, he has a casual, conversational type of rhyme style.
And it makes it believable, too. So.
Yeah. Dub is dope, man.
Yeah. So even though, I mean, you're a vet of this, of the art, but you're also talking to you and, you know, listening to this album, you're also a student of the art. Did you learn anything new that you didn't already know working with Chubb Rock on this record?
Yeah, Chubb, you know, this is, you know, me and Chubb, we worked together on my last record. And, you know, he's a brilliant guy. You know, he always has great ideas. You know, and we talk more off the record than we talk about recording the song. You know, he's a very good friend of mine. And, you know, he knows the history of hip hop inside and out. And, you know, anytime we talk, even if it's, you know, just to ask one question, you know, we end up talking for 4 or 5 hours because he wants to start the whole process of how this hip hop thing, you know, came into existence. And, you know, I'm always all ears. So, you know, we talk about, you know, the cadence and rhyme flow. We talk about, you know, who styles influence who. Talk about which generation, you know, did this, and it's always he loves the music just as much as myself.
Is there a pressure that you feel when you're? I mean, obviously, you know, even though you guys are friends, is there like a extra pressure you feel to don't know, it impress, I guess, impress them with your lyrics when you're doing a track with them?
Yeah, definitely, because, you know, he actually, when we first contacted Chubb Rock on the last album, he didn't respond back for maybe a year.
Wow.
And he said, you know, and I know he's one who doesn't do a lot of guest appearances. So he said, you know, I dug the name Beneficence. He said, I knew it was something different. And when he contacted me to do the track, you know, he was so impressed, he contacted me back to record three other songs.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, you know, let's do it. And then, you know, when we did this song, he said, well, let's do it again. And, you know, from there, we just built a strong bond. And that's my man. That's my man, 50 Grand.
Well, the last track on the album, Make It Hot, featuring the Legion and Dress for Black Sheep, for me, kind of really exemplifies, but in rhyme form, what you say in the intro track and also what the title of the album is. I kind of hear this track with a complex but quote-unquote simple beat produced by the Legion. And I see you guys as like friends just sitting around in your basement, passing the mic around like in a cipher. Was this the intent for this track?
Yeah, you know, I worked with the Legion on my last album. We're actually on the Sidewalk Science album. We did the song Empire Speak. And the Legion is, you know, they put out releases with Ill Adrenaline. So, we're very cool. And the Legion is also cool with Dre. So we thought, why not? Let's do a song together and make it hot. And, you know, Molecules from the Legion sent me some tracks. And I picked the track for Make It Hot. And I said, you know, let's go. And, you know, the outcome, you know, the track was coming along so dope, we figured, you know, we might as well do a video for it.
This beat is like foreplay. New niggas messed up the forte with their whack rhymes and childish wordplay. Things ain't real no more, that's what I say. Man, in my era, bodies got dropped in broad day. Broad day.
I make it hot.
To the cash pile.
Is this the track that kind of defines the mission of the album for you, or is there a different track that kind of defines the mission of the album for you?
Well, each track on the album, I try to keep each track different. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm a huge fan of making a great album. I don't look too much for a single. You know, the artist who I patted myself after, you know, like the Master Aces, they, you know, he makes incredible albums.
Right. Yeah.
You can't really point to a couple songs that he made that was dope. His whole, you know, every last album that he puts out is always dope. So, you know, the songs that I put out, I try to make them, you know, stand as singles. If you pick any song on my album and promoted it, it could stand strong as a single.
Mm.
So every track on here, you know, has its own lane. And, you know, usually when you read the reviews of my albums, they say the album is dope. Or this is dope. The album is dope. You know? So every song on here is, you know, very monumental to me.
Do you have a kind of a quote unquote sounding board with these albums? How do you know when an album is complete?
It depends on how many different songs I have. You know, I have the story song, I have my conscious song, I have this song, I have that song, and when I feel I have enough, you know, I need a street joint. If I feel something's missing, I make that song. And I try not to make the same song on the same album.
So what's for you? What's next?
No, I definitely want to tour. I want to tour with Elder Sensei. You know, I want to tour with Dredd. I would like to tour with Master Ace. And, you know, really get the music out. You know, every time I come out, you know, you always see a lot of fans saying, this is the first time I heard of Beneficence. And I'm like, you know, really? Like, I've been working for, you know, over a little over 20 years. But, you know, it tells me that I still have more work to do. And that's very motivating to me when someone says, I never heard of you.
What's the best way for us, of course, to follow what you're doing and, of course, cop the album?
You know, you can cop the album from Fat Beats, or if you're overseas, you can cop from HHV or Underground Hip Hop. You know, just follow Ill Adrenaline, follow Beneficence Real. And, you know, anywhere you see the Ill Adrenaline, you know the Beneficence is stamped along next to it.
Beneficence, new album, Basement Chemistry. An incredible album, must get. Thank you so much for joining me on The Library with Tim Mind and Kel on rapstation.com.
Just one thing I wanted to mention. I just wanted to, you know, send my condolences to Chuck D's father.
Back on the scene when we collide, I'm killing it. Winning is my tradition. Take on the world and stand alone. There is no competition. Skill is in its prime. No way to diminish mine. Step in on the pressure. I'm a product of the finish line. Though half a hard niggas ain't gave me half a chance. But I laugh at niggas be on your dick like lap dancing. Yo, tuss, got a twist. I ain't trying to explain. I'm trying to explode. My thoughts, they be on another train. I rise, congregate amongst the wise in the trenches. My people that'll leave you like you was the park benches. And like back in the past, no, I'm packing the blast. Trying to see fat heads like I sit in back of the class. Hand on the gun, but that's what got my man on the run. Body somebody, fuck around and land on the sun. Man, I'm a ton, a two-tier tsunami's on the track. Magnificent with beneficence, the Legion got my back.
Throw darts, get shell-shocked, this out of Beast Coast rocks. We five deep, out of R8s, drops, nines, and cops. Baddest cheekers on the block, watch performance and stocks. Devise the shiestiest plots, take over hip-hop spots. Made men, blade is the pen, we cohorts with ill adrenaline. Gentlemen, cut the middleman, cold for like December 10th. Who's resembling friend, not a soul worth mentioning. Name submit. Incident. Faces on bills with Benjamin.
I make it hot, niggas won't even stand next to you.
Make it hot,
niggas won't even stand next to you.
Make it hot,
niggas won't even stand next to you.
Make it hot,
niggas won't even stand next to you.